is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We got some news that just broke. We got some news that is just absolutely crazy. I talked about the Las Vegas Raiders making a trade with Seattle. They just did, but not for DK Metcalf. The Las Vegas Raiders have acquired Geno Smith to be their quarterback in exchange for a third-round pick this year. You heard me correctly. The Raiders have a brand new quarterback. His name is Geno Smith. Yeah, somebody's going to be reuniting with Pete Carroll. It's not DK Metcalf. Geno Smith is a Raider. We'll talk about that in a second. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Affiliates, Sirius XM 375, and a smart speaker if you got it. All you got to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got so much to get into. We got a guest joining us next hour. Joe Rexroad is going to join us from The Athletic. He covers all things Tennessee Titans, and college football. We'll get into LeBron James and his beef and issues with Stephen A. Smith, and we'll get into Vladimir Guerrero Jr. There's a lot of football to discuss, but what we've just seen take place, the Las Vegas Raiders are setting themselves up to be a decent football team. And what? Now, I got to be honest. There is not a damn thing that excites me about Geno Smith. Nothing. I think Geno Smith he's good. He's good. I mean, coming out of West Virginia, you know, playing for the New York Jets, and he played for the Jets this past season for the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith threw for more than 4,300 yards, 21 touchdowns, and had 15 interceptions. That is at the top of the league. He's trying to, I don't know who this guy thought he was. He must have thought that he was Kirk Cousins out there. And the team went 10-7 in their first year under first-year head coach Mike McDonald. See, we just talked about this in the last break. DK Metcalf wants out. We just went on a whole conversation. We had a whole conversation about how ultimately DK Metcalf would be best served to be back with Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. That's not the case. Geno Smith is gone. And I guess if you are the Las Vegas Raiders, you also now have a strong inclination that Sam Darnold is not coming. Russell Wilson now has one less place to go to. We have seen a domino fall here in NFL free agency, and it's been an unexpected one. Geno Smith moved from Seattle to Las Vegas in exchange for a third-round pick. Now, let's also be honest. Yeah, DK Metcalf would have been nice, but he would have been a luxury. You know, I mentioned Myers. I went out there and I went ahead and I mentioned what you have in Brock Bowers. And then when you think about the Raiders, this also has some implications in the draft as well. Let's think about this. I've always said that the Raiders would go ahead and select Shedeur Sanders. I thought he'd be the ideal candidate at number 6 overall. Are the Las Vegas Raiders now going to take the approach of, we have brought on a reputable quarterback in the NFL, someone who we can actually trust to start and throw the rock? What do the Raiders do at number 6 now that they have Geno Smith? Are you bringing in Shedeur and telling him that he needs to sit? Are you utilizing that pick to get DK Metcalf? Oh, hell no, I don't think so, no. A second rounder, maybe. A third rounder, maybe. A first rounder, no. The Raiders have just rocked the entire apple cart across the NFL. The fact that they've now acquired Geno Smith will have an effect on Russell Wilson. It has an effect on DK Metcalf. It is one less option for any quarterback in the NFL. And I guess this is just to change the culture. You know, we know how affable and how likable and how beloved that Pete Carroll is and how he could be. And this is actually a good move. Because if you're the Las Vegas Raiders, year after year after year, you are nothing but a joke. And if you happen to be, you know, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, all you got to do is look in the mirror and you see a joke. It's that haircut that he has. But ultimately, outside of that, the Raiders are dysfunctional. They have been dysfunctional. You think about the Raiders and I say to myself, who's going to end up on the evening news? Is it? Last year, they had a head coach. I feel like there were more headlines surrounding Antonio Pearson, you know, being combative with the media and wanting to fight everybody. Like, we're not getting that out of Pete Carroll. But you will get a competitive team. You will get a winner. And forget what he did in the Super Bowl. Forget that part. At least he won one of them. Forget the other one. Bringing in a quarterback to wipe some of the stink off is a genius move. Tom Brady already having and showing, producing some dividends here for the Raiders and their fans. And I know the Raiders got a lot of fans. I know half the damn fans that show up in Vegas have been from the opposition trying to get a free trip to Vegas, or at least a trip to Vegas to watch their team. Raider fans are going to have a reason to show up. Now, let's not be confused here. Geno Smith reportedly is going to get a new contract. And I'm sure they're going to show him some love and give him some cash. But ultimately, Geno Smith is going to be a placeholder. He is 34 years old. By the time October rolls around, Geno Smith will turn 35. And so I don't think the Raiders are betting their future on this guy. But when you go 4-13 last year, these Raiders are going to try to at least turn the tide. They're going to throw the rock. And Pete Carroll has someone that he trusts that they can build with into the future. And to be honest, I know we talked about Kirk Cousins last hour as well. Falcons did something stupid. They gave Kirk Cousins a giant contract, $180 million. And then they decided to draft his replacement. Is this what the Raiders are going for? Will they dare take a look and give Geno a short-term contract that they can get out of and then select the quarterback at 6? You're only going to get one shot at this. I think they would. If I'm the Raiders, what I would absolutely go and do is select the QB. If Shedeur Sanders is still there at 6, if you're the Raiders and you won 4 games last year and you're trying to compete now, you're trying to move forward into the future, think about this. When are you ever going to get another crack at a QB? You'd be in quarterback purgatory if Geno Smith is going to get you, I don't know, a 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 wins a season. What are you going to do with that besides just be stuck in the damn middle like Seattle was already? This is a team that went 10-7 last year. They didn't even make the postseason given where they are. I'd be very curious to see what they do at 6. I think the Raiders still have to take a QB. The Falcons flawed logic last year in selecting Michael Penix Jr. And who knows? Maybe it won't be flawed if Michael Penix delivers a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. I don't know. For now, it still looks flawed to me. Their logic was, we were screwed when we decided we didn't want Matt Ryan. And they ran Matt Ryan's ass the hell up on out the building by being all flirtatious with Deshaun Watson. It's like, we want Deshaun Watson. We don't want you anymore, despite the fact that you won an MVP. You took us to a Super Bowl. Yeah, we lost it. We don't want you anymore. We want him. And then when they didn't get him, Matt Ryan said, I still don't want to be here. And they left. He left. He went to Indianapolis. The Falcons have been asked out Desmond Ridders of the world and Heineke's. Oh, it's just been bad for the Falcons. So much so they gave the bag to Kirk Cousins. And then drafted his replacement and said, we don't want to be without a quarterback. We never know. when we'll be back in this spot. So they took a QB, and eventually they're going to have to pay Kirk Cousins a lot of money to disappear. Is that what the Raiders are doing right now? I mean, is Tom Brady that damn influential that Tom Brady, what is he, just going to attract a franchise quarterback in free agency? The answer is no, because franchise QBs don't end up in free agency. They don't. Patrick Mahomes, locked up. Josh Allen, locked up. Lamar Jackson, locked up. Justin Herbert, locked up. Yeah, even the guys who don't win worth a damn, maybe barely get to the postseason, they're locked up. Look at Trevor Lawrence. I just told you in the last break that the Vegas odds makers are looking at Cooper Kupp and saying that the Jacksonville Jaguars have the best odds of bringing on Cooper. Jags got themselves a quarterback, and we know they ain't winning squat. The Raiders have to take whatever quarterback is available. That's it. You know, I don't know. Cam Ward is going to disappear, I assume. He'll be the first quarterback gone. Then I would expect Shador to be gone. And I mean, damn it, and maybe Tom Brady is so damn full of himself. Maybe he'd look at Jackson Dart and say, oh, we can develop him behind Geno as well. And we know the Raiders are the Raiders. Historically and typically, they've just been, well, always pathetic. The defense has typically been pathetic, as it was last year, ranked 25th out of 32. They couldn't score worth a damn. The Raiders need a lot. This is a team that went 4-13. But if you're Tom Brady, you're going to live with Geno Smith. And after living with Geno Smith, you're just going to develop the successor. I think Tom Brady is full of himself, as he should be. As he absolutely should be. If you're just tuning in, Geno Smith has been traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Las Vegas Raiders for a 2025 third-round pick. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you more details on this deal, what it means, and specifically, what the hell does this mean for the Seattle Seahawks, who don't have a quarterback at this time? What is Mike McDonald thinking? Is there something else shaking? The phone lines are open if you want to give a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Geno Smith to the Raiders. Is this a good move for Tom Brady? I'll get your calls. We'll get more details. We'll look at this from Seattle's perspective. We'll do all of that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, there you go. There's somebody real familiar with Seattle. He won a Super Bowl with Seattle. Part of the Legion of Boom with Seattle. It's Richard Sherman. He's also familiar with Pete Carroll. He never got traded, though. Geno Smith. Geno Smith is gone. No longer a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith, if you've missed us in the last break, he's been traded to the Las Vegas Raiders for a third round pick. He gone. Diana Rossini is saying, as he has 1 year left on his contract, he's trying to make between $40 and $45 million a year. Come on, Geno Smith. Let's be real, bro. I don't think you're getting that money from the Raiders, man. Geno Smith might be babysitting, I don't know, Shador Sanders or Jackson Dart. I'd still be surprised if the Las Vegas Raiders do not take a quarterback in the first round. Like, if you're Tom Brady, and you're sitting around with your 5% of the team, do you not think that you could identify a quarterback and develop him? If Shador is gone, if Jackson Dart is on the board, don't you think you, Tom Brady, can go out there and make it happen? I think Tom Brady looks arrogant to me, doesn't he? Now, what the hell does all of this mean for Seattle? DK Metcalf wants to leave. They cut Tyler Lockett. They cut offensive lineman George Fant. They got rid of a bunch of guys on defense. Seattle has opened up their books. I think they got about $25 to $30 million in cap space after all the cuts that they had earlier this week. And so what does this mean? I would assume that they're going to go get a QB. I would assume that they might bring on, I don't know, hey, Russell Wilson ain't going back to Seattle. We can throw that out the window. Aaron Rodgers ain't taking his ass to Seattle. I think we all know that ain't going to happen. And we had this discussion a little bit yesterday. I may have to bring this up again. It's been said that the Minnesota Vikings want to keep Sam Darnold after the year he had. That he had such a rapport with guys like Justin Jefferson and the entire team. Like, they had an amazing year. All of a sudden, we're going to turn back the clock and just hand the reins over to a rookie or a quarterback who hasn't thrown here in Minnesota? Well, if you're Sam Darnold, you might go, I don't want to be here anyway. They pay me more money over in Seattle. We'll get to Sam Darnold in a second. There's so many implications about this deal and who goes where and who can't move and who can do this. The Raiders are trying not to be trash. And Tom Brady is trying to show everybody that he's the boss. The quarterback whisperer when he's not on Fox doing a boring-ass job. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What do you think about Geno Smith going to the Las Vegas Raiders? Good move or bad move? And if you're the Seahawks, I got to be honest, without knowing who's showing up, even if it is Darnold or not, they're kind of in purgatory anyway. Like, y'all went 10-7 last year. You're probably now going to win less games. So you're gonna bring in a QB that's better than Geno? Is Sam Darnold, if it is Sam Darnold, is he that much better than Geno Smith? I'm not so sure. Like, listen, they're tinkering around with things. They won 10 games, didn't make it to the postseason, but I'd be very careful. But now they've already blown it up. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Robbie is calling up from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Robbie?
JR, how are you doing, bro?
I'm very well. What's on?
Good, man. You got me wanting to go to the club with that intro music just then.
Was that Blow the Whistle? Is that what we played?
Yes, sir. Right. Friday night, man. Just left the gym. Got a little pump on, man.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
I'm about to crush a couple and go out after listening to that, bro.
Oh, boy. You got singles already, or you need to get them?
I got it, bro. I already got it. They're loaded up right now, man. The silver bullets, you know.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about single dollar bills, man, not the other thing. Come on.
Oh, my bad, bro. You already know, man. I got stacks. No, I'm just playing. I'll just comment on the Geno Smith thing, man. I've always respected him, obviously, at West Virginia. And let me say, quarterbacks take time to develop, man. Not everybody just comes out the gate, you know, a star. And he, you know, he waited his time. He had a rough couple years in the beginning. He was patient. He got developed, man, and he's blossoming late. And I'm sure there's a lot of other quarterbacks out there like that. So mad respect to him, man, for just sticking with it, man, not giving up, and getting his due, really, and becoming a very valuable asset to the Seahawks. And now he's going to the Raiders. So I think it's a good pickup for him. And just respect the guy, really.
I do too. But can we be honest here? I think we've seen the best of Geno Smith. And I know between Geno Smith and then also Sam Darnold, I don't want to call these guys two peas in a pod, but these are two quarterbacks amongst many who have been scarred by playing for the New York Jets. Geno Smith threw 30 touchdowns two seasons ago. Last season, he threw 20. This past season, he threw 21 touchdowns. And granted, he's going to have – and he had amazing weapons throwing the ball. I know they didn't necessarily have the greatest run game. Everybody got hurt on the running back side. We know who Geno is. Like, what's to be excited about? He's going to be 35 years old at the end of the year.
Well, who else would they have gotten come in? You know? I agree with you. I mean, you know, you bring him in, someone who Pete Carroll's familiar with.
Yeah.
Right, he's comfortable. He knows the system. You know, you, like you mentioned, Tom Brady's going to be in there. I mean, you may be right, man, but his best days could be ahead. We'll find out. I think this year's a crucial year to determine that. So
listen, Geno Smith is going to have fun going out there and throwing the ball to Brock Bowers from here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's going to have fun getting it to Myers. He's going to have fun. He's going to put up numbers. That's going to be great. But what Geno Smith is also going to have to learn how to do, he's going to have to learn how to change a diaper. You're going to have to learn how to burp a kid. You're going to have to learn how to, I was going to say breastfeed, but no, he's going to learn how to carry some milk, okay? Because he's going to be taking care of a baby.
Maybe not as soon as you think, though. I mean, he could continue to get well and improve, and if that's the case, then they'll continue to let him be the starter. But let me tell you, if he hopefully he doesn't go the Aaron Rodgers route, I don't think he will, because Aaron is a little bit too, you know, I don't want to say haughty, but I just don't see him taking care of people like that, you know.
Ooh, so Geno?
Yeah, Geno. I think Geno would be like down the road. He's going to have more longevity, more money coming in. I know he might want to be the starter, but eventually your time's up. I mean, you want to retire, you want to keep making money.
Listen, but I think Geno, he's gonna ball out. I don't think he's willingly going. I'm gonna mentor whoever is here. I'm gonna hold. He don't got no choice in the matter.
Right. I mean, you want to go out there and be the best, and that's what I think he intends to do. And I think he could. I mean, this could be a great situation for him.
It could.
So
maybe
you said this past year was what, 21 touchdowns this past year?
And 15 interceptions. Damn it.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know what? But Carroll wasn't there either. You know, it was a new system in Seattle, so he's going back to the old system that he's been successful with. You know, so, I mean, the cards are playing in his favor right now. So I don't think, you know, I think you need to increase your positivity with him about 20%.
Okay.
You know,
20,
not 30.
Okay. 20% is reasonable, Robbie. I will. I would still advise them, hey, go ahead and take a quarterback high in the draft.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm with you. I agree with that 100%.
Let's see what – look, this is what I love. Tom Brady thinks that he has quarterback – magic dust. Like, with Tom Brady, whether he wants to sprinkle it on Shador or Jackson Dart, who compared himself to Jalen Hurts the other day, Tom Brady has quarterback magic dust. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made this straight. I like it. Bring in an established quarterback, help establish a winning culture, bring on the next rookie quarterback to take him the next step.
I'm sorry, but sometimes the best players don't make the best coaches. Okay, so I don't know why everyone thinks Tom Brady is going to be some, you know, Bill Walsh or somebody like that, because he hasn't improved it. He's a commentator.
Well, we know, he's more than a commentator. And I'm not saying that the guy, because he won 7 championships.
Yes, of course.
Is now all of a sudden, hold on, Robbie. I'm not saying that he's going to, I'm not going to say he's going to win championships and be the best evaluator. But I think we can all agree that Tom Brady is an amazing quarterback, was an amazing quarterback. I'm sure he has some great thoughts and ideas. If I walked into a room, okay, and Alex Smith was on one side and Tom Brady was on the other side, and they said, hey, pick somebody's brain about who to play quarterback, I'm going to Tom Brady. And so this is what it boils down to. He is an excellent resource, and he is
great.
He is better than what they had before. And that's Mark Davis, okay? Mark Davis was hiring guys off of television. He hired Mike Mayock off of TV. Come on.
No, I agree with that.
100%. That's what I'm saying.
And I got confidence in that. Better barber decisions, too. So.
Oh, well. Yeah, why doesn't Tom Brady get Mark Davis a better barber? He should do that while he's at it. Hey, thank you, Rob.
Agreed. You got it, bro. Always,
have fun. Hey, send me the ad. You going to a place in Birmingham?
I mean, I'll be going out tonight for sure. You know, beverage or two, and maybe some tacos. You know,
message me where you going. I may drive out there after the show. Okay,
come on with it, bro. You get an extra hour going Central.
All right. Well, I know I get. Yeah, like, message me. Okay, Robbie.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, man.
You got
shout
it.
Out. Right, shout out to Robbie for calling from Birmingham. He's like, hey, Jay, I'm going out. I got singles and stuff. I'm like, man. It only going to take me 90 minutes to drive from Atlanta to Birmingham. Only 90 minutes. No, I didn't implicate myself. Yeah, no, 90 minutes. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let me be clear. Like, nobody's looking at Tom Brady like he's – and they, remember, there was a point in time it's like, oh, Tom Brady's going to go out there and throw. He's going to be the quarterback for the Raiders. Well, now, yeah, he's a miserable-ass commentator, and he has 5%, a 5% ownership stake in the team. That's amazing. They had Mark Davis being the final decision maker. Just having Tom Brady in the building is enough for me. Because at least Tom Brady could slap him on the back of the head or tap him on the shoulder. Maybe not so smack him in the back of the head. That wig might fly off. But he could tap him on the side of the shoulder and just go, no, 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 Mark. I got this. And I think that's the influence that he will have and has had on the organization. I'm not so sure that we would have seen any of this if Mark Davis was still flying around by the seat of his pants. Mark Davis would have been hanging out on the strip and would have brought in, I don't know, some Tom Brady impersonator to run the team if it was left unto his own, you know, volition. No, he got the real Tom Brady. 855-212-4227. Andrew is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andrew?
How you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, you struck a chord with the whole Mark Davis thing. And Tom Brady, I mean, granted, he's not going to be the coach, but making the decisions, I mean, Jackson Dart would be the best route, I think, without any drama, and maybe try to get Gentry.
Well,
Mark Davis, none of the kids, Steinbrenner or Davis, are putting the money back into the teams. Davis would get Heisman Trophy winners, right?
Andrew, did you just put Mark Davis in the same space of Hal Steinbrenner?
They're basically probably the same. Yeah, pretty close.
No, Hal Steinbrenner has a what? It's the Dodgers. It's the Mets. It's the Yankees. Like how
I love the Yankees.
They go to the Raiders, World. Right? They just went to the World Series. Like the Yankees are a successful team. How can we put them in the same place as the Raiders?
They're only successful if they win the World Series, and they didn't do that.
Oh my God, you are a spoiled Yankee fan, Andrew. Okay.
Yes, I am. I grew up in the '70s with Billy Martin and Craig Nettles.
Then you're real 77 spoiled, 78 going and losing spoiled. You're 90 spoiled. You're 09 spoiled. You're 90 wins every single year. Spoiled, spoiled, spoiled. Come on.
My grandfather had season tickets to the Raiders from day one.
Oh my God!
Until they left to Los Angeles.
Well, look, man, you can't. Let's not put the Yankees and the Raiders in the same place, okay?
All right. Until the Raiders get a couple more World Championships, and that'll happen soon.
Then you could do well. Let's see what Tom Brady could do. With you said Jackson, I wouldn't be mad at that, right? Here's the thing: Tom Brady already has a relationship with Shador. I don't know what relationship he has with Jackson Dart. But Jackson Dart is running around at the combine telling everybody, listen, let me say this. He looks at his game and he says, I'm comparable to Jalen Hurts. Now, he's not as strong as Jalen Hurts, but if he's saying, hey, I'm an efficient thrower and then I could run when I need to, okay, yeah, sure, fine. But this is what he's saying. And I wonder what Tom Brady thinks. Tom Brady was a pocket passer. Shador is more of a pocket passer. I would say Jackson Dart is someone who's a little bit more prone to getting out and being adventurous. Let's see what Tom Brady does. It's crazy to think about Tom Brady running a draft and running a team, but some wild stuff here, man.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, he was brought up with Belichick, so yeah, I think he knows a little bit about the whole dynamics of the organization being a certain way, you know. And the Raiders need to get some discipline, that's for sure.
And Belichick,
Gruden lost three first-round draft picks, I mean, just because of his ego.
Well, he lost his job because of some other things too, Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
What?
Go ahead.
That's true, but he wasn't even really – I mean, he wasn't employed at the NFL at the time. But, I mean, but granted, he shouldn't have done what he did. And he should have that little clause at the bottom of his email.
I'm a jackass, but ignore my nasty things that I say about people, right, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, this is intended for the person that has been emailed to.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. That much is sense. Hey, Andrew, thank you for calling from Arizona, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
No doubt about it. Andrew, great call, Andrew. But putting the Raiders and the Yankees in the same place? Oh, my God. No, don't do that. Why, just because two sons are running the team? Hal Steinbrenner and Mark Davis? They're not the same. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This is important for you to know. You know what? I had changed my mind. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we are going to go ahead and talk about another quarterback who is out there and available. And now the quarterback carousel has started to roll. And I'm going to tell you about a QB. We still don't know where he's going. And I don't know if Seattle is an option for him. I'll tell you who that is on the other side of the break. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you that Geno Smith has been traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Las Vegas Raiders for a third-round pick. The dominoes have started to fall here. Seattle will be looking for a quarterback. Minnesota might be looking. Well, they got J.J. McCarthy. They might be looking for a veteran quarterback. And then we got other guys. Like, what happens now with Russell Wilson? I thought that he was a possibility for Seattle. I don't know. Is he? Oh, his wife is Ciara. Maybe he's not crying. It's like, is he sitting at home crying? No. Russell Wilson got a bunch of kids and probably on vacation doing something. Like, he probably hates Pete Carroll secretly anyway. We would never know. Everything about Russell Wilson is positive and glowing. Oh, it's so good. It's so great. I love it. I love it. Oh, Mr. Positivity. I know he'd be cursing people out under his breath. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you before we went to break that maybe some quarterbacks that are moving around and you got to think about who might end up in Seattle. What are they going to do? They got about $30 million now in cap space, probably move a couple things around. I know they restructured the contract of the big cat, Leonard Williams, who led the team with 11 sacks last year. And so Seattle won. They won 10 games. They missed out on the postseason. They're going backwards. I'm just being honest. I don't know how long things are going to last out there. You don't want Geno Smith. You got a third-round pick. What you do with that, I have no idea. But it would make sense if you want to plug a hole. It would make sense, I guess, if Sam Darnold went to Seattle. And it was pretty funny. Yesterday, there was an entire conversation about what Sam Darnold might do, where he might go. Albert Breer was on the Rich Eisen show that you can hear right here on the Infinity Sports Network. And he talked about how much Minnesota really wants to retain the services of Sam Darnold. Completely ignore what he did at the end of the season, where he laid an egg to ultimately win the division, where he laid an egg in the postseason. And he was just ass at the end. Forget his 35 touchdowns. Anybody would sign up for that. But the end of the year, it did not go well for Sam Darnold. And so he probably, his play led him to being discounted. He did not win comeback player of the year, the poor guy. And he probably shaved, I would say, maybe $5, $10 million off of his salary, whatever the hell it was going to be. But Albert Breer said, Minnesota still wants Sam Darnold. They don't want to let the guy go. And why is that? This is what Albert Breer said yesterday on Rich Eisen.
This isn't a rebuilding team. And they won 14 games last year. And so if you're the Vikings, can you roll the dice on a kid who, like, again, needs to get back to his fighting weight and, like, lost 4 months of on-field development? Can you look Justin Jefferson in the eye, Christian Darrisaw, Andrew Van Ginkle, Jonathan Grenard, all the guys they have that are veteran players in their roster and say, yes, we're going for it right now. We won 14 games last year. We're going after a Super Bowl. I don't know. Like, I feel like they have to have some sort of insurance on that. And so going with Sam Darnold for another year would be one way to attack it. Bringing Daniel Jones back would be another way to attack it.
Okay. All right. Sam Darnold is going to have some options now. And Sam Darnold is going to have some competition. Sam Darnold has to figure out, do I want to stay in Minnesota and wrestle and keep this job away from J.J. McCarthy? They didn't select him to collect dust. Or does Sam Darnold want to just go get the money? I mean, is Seattle going to throw him more money? It really depends on what Sam Darnold wants. You think about the Minnesota Vikings. They won 14 games with him at the lead last year. If Sam Darnold goes to Seattle, he's going to a worse situation. That's just the reality of it. I don't think they got, God bless Jackson Smith and Jigba, but he ain't Justin Jefferson. They have a better offense. They got a better team out there. Now, I'd be shocked if Sam Darnold goes through another season where he's throwing 35 touchdowns. He's going to have a choice. Do you want the money? Or do you want to stay where you're comfortable? Kevin O'Connell is one of the best coaches in the entire NFL. And yeah, sure, this guy, Kevin O'Connell, he wasn't no starter. He wasn't no Super Bowl champ. Wasn't no star in the NFL as a quarterback. But he knows what the hell he's doing. He's had success in the league as a coach. You know what? If I'm Sam Darnold, outside of going to the Las Vegas Raiders, maybe the Raiders figured that, hey, why do we got to pay Sam Darnold for? We can get Geno in for cheaper. Hey, he may not be as good, but he can start for us, keep the seat warm, and not have to pay Sam. It's reasonable if you think about the cost structure of everything. I thought Sam would either stayed with Minnesota or Sam Darnold would have gone to Vegas. Well, Vegas is gone. And if I'm Sam Darnold, I'm not going to Seattle. I'm not taking a step back. I'm going to stay in Minnesota. And I'm going to make the decision as difficult as possible for them to put J.J. McCarthy out there. If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm waking up and I'm saying to myself, y'all are going to have to move him. Trade J.J. McCarthy. You know, nothing wrong with a little bit of competition. So at this stage, if I'm Sam Darnold, I'm sticking around. You know, let's ask our producer, Chris Persianen, with what has transpired today. You know, Geno Smith being moved to Las Vegas and Seattle needing a quarterback. If you're Sam Darnold, do you stay in Minnesota regardless of what the money looks like? I mean, what are those other real options?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you listen to the post-game quotes and even the locker room audios from throughout the season. That Minnesota Vikings locker room, for better or worse, really respects Sam Darnold, and they seemed very happy to be led by him. Maybe you can come to some sort of agreement if you're the Vikings with Darnold where you're saying, hey, we want to pay you. We want to reward you. The reality of the situation is that we drafted a quarterback pretty high in the draft. We're happy to have him, but you're better than him right now, and he's not exactly 100% ready. Let's see if you can't keep this momentum going. And hey, if Darnold does revert back to his Jetsian ways, then maybe, just maybe, you get one hell of a story for J.J. McCarthy's NFL debut. But the point is, you've got competent quarterback play no matter what.
Yeah, they do. Now, I don't know if Sam Darnold could wake up and, I mean, it'd be one hell of a story. That'd be like Cinderella. What happened? She was Cinderella was upstairs cleaning floors with a toothbrush, and then she became a princess. And what happened? They told her ass she needed to be back by midnight, right? And that's Cinderella? Help me out here, Chris. That's Cinderella.
JR, I'm not that young, but I will say, yes, Cinderella was the cinder in Cinderella comes from all the powder she would have from the chimney on her. So she was really, you know, getting it out the mud, really scraping, cleaning grout.
I wasn't asking you about age. I was legitimately asking you because I don't remember these stories. I seen them years ago. I don't know. don't know. But yeah, that's the story of Cinderella, right? She was the, wasn't she the bum of the kids? Like, they had her doing the dirty work, right?
Her name is Ella, and they called her Cinderella. Like, every time they addressed her, they reminded her she was the bottom of the barrel.
Okay. All right, well, the short answer is yes. Thank you. But the fact is, now, how the hell we get here? You confused the hell out of me.
Sam Darnold.
Oh, you see Cinderella? No, what? Yeah, no, yeah, he's, but, Chris, you're going too deep here. Cinderella, the answer is yes. She was sweeping floors and doing a dirty work. My point is that Sam Darnold is not turning back to Cinderella. Isn't there something where she had to be back at home by midnight, otherwise she'd be a bum again?
Yeah, the fairy godmother was not having any late curfews.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. There we go, Chris. The answer is yes. Sam Darnold cannot revert back to being a bum. He can't. Not happening. But he can go back to doing what he did at the end of last season, where he laid a bunch of eggs. I think it's in his best interest. Stay in Minnesota. Push J.J. McCarthy to stay away from Seattle. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We got more football. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers on the other side. Don't move.